This is the Letter to the Universe exercise. Welcome. Already you have brought yourself to a sacred place. You have taken the time to connect into your heart, to read through everything in our private online program guide, writing down the pieces about the Highly Sensitive Leadership Training Program that have really spoken to you, pulled, tugged at your heart. And now it's time to write your letter to the universe. Make sure you have a journal, a notebook, paper, something to write with, or at the very least, our now modern journal of iPads and laptops, whatever works best for you. But ideally, we've got pen or pencil placed to paper. And with everything in place that's brought you to this moment of writing your letter to the universe, I'm now going to invite you to close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, I'm going to invite you to place a hand on your heart. And with your eyes closed and your hand on your heart, together we're going to take in three strong, solid breaths. Together, breath in and let it out. Together again, breath in and let it out. And one more time for the power of three. Strong, steady breath in, breath in. And let it out. Eyes still closed, hand still on heart. I invite you to begin to allow the energy, often the overworking energy of the mind, the head, to begin to shift down into your heart, dropping the energy of the intellect into the space of intuition. Sometimes when I have difficulty letting go of the grip that my intellectual mind has on me, I like to see in the center of my mind's eye a closed, tight fist, balled up fist. So if you're having difficulty letting go from the head, having difficulty dropping into your heart, then I invite you to also see in the center of your mind's eye a tight, balled up fist, gripping. That fist is so tight, it's wound up, it's ready to strike, attack, protect at any given moment. As you really lock in on that image in the center of your mind's eye, I now invite you to see that image of that tight, tight fist slowly, gently begin to unfold. First the pinky, then the ring finger, then the middle finger, then the index finger, and then the thumb. Till there in the center of your mind's eye, on that movie screen of your mind, is a wide, stretched, open palm. That palm is facing upward, almost like the base of a beautiful lotus flower. Feel that shift in energy. Feel the head release, like the opening of the palm. And from there, you drop into the intuition of your heart. Together again, breath in and let it out. Eyes still closed. Now, if it's helpful as we begin to shift into the process of writing your letter to the universe, you can keep one hand on your heart And if that's the case, if that's your choice, then take your non-writing hand, your non-dominant hand, and place that hand on your heart, if that isn't the hand that's already been on your heart. Allow your writing hand to become free. And take a moment and stretch that writing hand open so that you're physically feeling the sensation of that open palm that you just saw on the movie screen of your mind. Now, if you haven't yet opened your eyes, take a moment to gently, gently open your eyes. Physically reorient to the environment around you. And then pick up your pen or pencil, and we will begin the process of writing your letter to the universe. First, I will briefly share with you that this is a very powerful exercise that I have personally used since the very early days of being self-employed. In those early days, I can honestly say I was pretty much one big ball of walking anxiety. I had just declared personal bankruptcy the year before. I knew nothing about being self-employed, coming from being a traditional high school English and drama teacher. I didn't know at the time that I was highly sensitive, and I felt every single moment of fear and insecurity. I was introduced to this exercise when I had been guided to a program, a training program, very, very much like you have been guided here to our connection right now. I knew in my heart of hearts that that training program was really going to make a difference for me. Yet I had no idea how I was going to be able to cover the tuition. I engaged in writing a letter to the universe, and I was very, very clearly guided, make the first payment. Make the first payment, and you will be led from there. I took what felt like the absolute biggest risk of not only my business, but my life. I followed that guidance, and that guidance led me forward. I made that first tuition. I engaged in the training program, and I was then able to make the next tuition payment and the next and the next. And my business has continued to grow step by step forward ever since, with turning to this exercise many times along the way whenever I have been faced with a significant decision. And a significant decision that includes a significant investment of time or energy or resources, or just a significant investment of belief in myself to make the change that I'm saying I want to make. So it's from that space of personal, deep, deep, deep personal experience that I feel very, very privileged to share this powerful exercise with you. And so we begin. You want to begin by, as you begin any letter, greeting the universe. Now you can use whatever language speaks to you, universe, spirit, source, God, Buddha, Allah, Great One, Higher Self, whatever it is, there is absolutely no right or wrong or judgment. But take a moment and begin that letter officially, Dear Universe. The first section of the letter is to share with the universe the vision that you have for yourself. The vision that's pulling you forward into this next moment, this next level of being in business, being in leadership, mastering your nervous system as a highly sensitive to truly work in your favor consistently. So take a moment and write, share with the universe the vision that you have for yourself. Take a moment, pause this recording, And once you've written your vision, then begin the recording for our next step. Beautiful. Now that you have shared your vision with the universe, next you want to share with the universe why you have this vision for yourself. Take a moment and really connect in, and if needed, bring your hand back to your heart, back to that space of the open palm, dropping from the intellect down into your intuitive heart. Why do you have this vision for yourself? Why do you sense you're being pulled forward into this calling? Why do you sense you've been brought here now to our connection? What is it that you are meant to create for yourself, and why? Again, take a moment to pause the recording and write out in the letter why you have this vision for yourself. And when that's complete, come back here and we will continue. Together, let's take in a breath. Breath in. And let it out. Now that you've shared with the universe this vision that you have for yourself, why you have this vision, the next part of the letter is to share with the universe, based on the material that you've read in our special private online program guide about the Highly Sensitive Leadership Training Program, and based on the connection that you've experienced so far with myself and the Business Miracles team, sharing with the universe in your letter how you sense the Highly Sensitive Leadership Training Program is meant to serve and support you with the bringing about of this vision. What is it that stood out to you as you read through the program guide material, the pieces of the program that really pulled at your heart? Bring that into your letter, and again, share with the universe how you sense the Highly Sensitive Leadership Training Program is meant to serve and support you at this time in the bringing about of your vision. Again, take a moment to pause this recording. Once you've shared how you sense the Leadership Training Program is meant to serve and support you, then come back here and we will continue. Wonderful. Together, let's take another breath in and let it out. Beautiful. Now that you've shared with the universe this vision that you have, why you have this vision, how you sense that the Highly Sensitive Leadership Training Program is meant to serve and support you in the bringing about of this vision, this is the time to share with the universe the fears, the worries, the doubts, the concerns that you have about any of it. Fears that you have about the vision, fears that you have about receiving support through the Highly Sensitive Leadership Training Program, fears that you have about time, fears that you have about the timing, fears that you have about, is this program really going to work for me in the way that it's worked for other highly sensitives? Fears that you have about the tuition, the resource investment, fears that you have about maybe relationships in your life, of whether others will support you as you go through this very powerful and pivotal transformational program. Any fears, any worries, any doubts that you have about any of it, really pour it all out in the letter to the universe. Leave nothing out. Be fully honest. This is the moment in this process, in this exercise, where I always remind myself, this is the moment to just go all in. Lay it all out on the table. The universe knows anyway. So this is really about you taking the time to acknowledge these fears, these worries, these doubts, these concerns, and share them with the universe. So really just do not leave anything uncovered and let it all pour out. No right, no wrong, no judgment. all the fears, all the worries, all the doubts. Write them all out in your letter to the universe. Again, take a moment to pause this recording and come back once you have fully shared your fears, your worries, your doubts, and your concerns about any part of it, the vision, the leadership training program, any of it. And together, let's take a breath in and let it out. And place a hand or hands on your heart. Just that palm on your heart supports the nervous system in remaining calm and supports that shift from head into heart. Now, this is the most important part of this exercise. Now that you have shared your fears, your worries, and your doubts with the universe, this is the time to hand them over to the universe. When I am at this point in writing a letter to the universe, I typically write out something that sounds like, "Dear universe, I've shared every single worry, every single fear, every single doubt I have about this significant decision, and now I hand it over to you. I completely let it all go. I trust in your ability to handle these fears, these worries, and these doubts much more effectively than I can handle them on my own. So I release them. I let them go. I fully give them over to you. These are yours. I trust in your ability to transform these lower level energies of fear and worry and doubt. And I trust that you have my best interest in mind. So I let go. I hand them over to you." Whatever your version of this surrender is, pause this recording and take a moment to write that out in your letter right now. And together again, breath in and let it out. Now that you have handed over those fears and worries and doubts, you've given them to the universe, this is the very, very last piece of this very important process as you get ready to sign off this letter to the universe. This is the place where you ask the universe to show you a sign, to specifically ask the universe to give you a sign about your next best step when it comes to the highly sensitive leadership training program being of service and support to you in the bringing about of your vision. So, literally asking, "Dear universe, I ask you to show me a sign. Show me a sign that guides me and shows me very clearly what my best next step is meant to be. I know that you, universe, don't speak in burning bushes, so I ask you to help me to be open and help me to be able to recognize the signs that you are sending my way. Thank you so very much. I am so very grateful." And sign your name. So again, pause the recording and take a moment to ask the universe to give you a sign about your stepping forward and into the highly sensitive leadership training program and the support that the program is meant to provide for you in the actualizing of your vision at this time. And together again, breath in and let it out. Your letter to the universe is now written, and this is the opportunity to open yourself up to the higher space of possibility that's been created through your willingness to engage in this exercise. Remain open, remain optimistic, and allow yourself to receive the signs that the universe has for you. Looking forward very, very much to having you share your experience with the letter to the universe, the signs that you have received, so that we can be clear in how we are meant to support you in going forward as a highly sensitive entrepreneur and leader at this time.